Good afternoon. Thank you for contacting the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Kim. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Hi. So I'm trying to figure out how exactly this works. I filed one online and I went to go do the weekly certificate, and it's saying that my social is not even associated with it.
Let me see if I can look into this for you. I'm going to see how I can assist you on my end. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Have you earned wages here in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And are you currently working part-time or not at all? Are you working part-time or not at all?
Not at all. I got laid off.
Okay. May I have your full social, please?
418-49-9909.
Thank you for that. Okay. Give me one second. Wait on my computer. Did you say your social is
418-49-9909?
418-49-9909. Yes, ma'am. It's 418-49-909, correct?
I think you're adding a zero, adding a nine or leaving out a nine.
Go ahead.
418-49-9909.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You don't have an unemployment claim on file. It's like you're new. Nothing. 418-49, that's 4 digits, 9909.
Yeah. I submitted one last Thursday, and y'all sent me an email.
No, ma'am.
It took about 3 weeks for it to get approved, so I don't know what's going on.
No, ma'am, you do not. That's why I was keep looking at it. I was like, okay, she says she has a claim, but no, ma'am. Have you filed? It's looking like you have not filed unemployment here in the state of Alabama before. It's like a brand new claim. Nothing.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to follow it then because I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
About Thursday.
Okay, yes, well, I'll be glad to assist you with that. That's all I was just making sure. I wasn't trying to be funny with your social. I was just looking like she says she has a claim, but no, ma'am. Looks like you have never filed one before. Oh, hold on. Guess it's computers. I'm sorry. It says the system has detected an active claim on file. The records show a claim being completed on July 22nd, 2022, with the benefit year beginning of July 17th, 2022. So based on what this is saying, you just may need to file a weekly certification. Hold on. Benefit year began July 17th. Okay, for this week. So did you want to go ahead and, you don't have, let me go ask another supervisor because this is like the strangest thing that I ever seen. How is it going to tell me you don't have an active claim on file? And then all of a sudden, it's going to show this, right? Give me one moment.
Okay.
I'd rather be safe than sorry. One moment. And there's got to be some kind of reason. Okay, one moment. One second. Give me 1 second. One moment, I'm trying to see how I can assist you. That is the strangest thing I've ever seen, because it looked like you have never, ever filed a claim before. So when I was about to assist you with filing your unemployment claim, that had popped up, but I'm not seeing anything. So I'm going to ask another supervisor, because I have never seen anything like this. So for the whole time I've been working here. This is the first time for everything, so I'd rather be safe than sorry, because I know you need this right now, and I take my job very seriously, and I do not want to mess anything up for anybody. No, ma'am.
Thanks for helping me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, give me 1 moment, ma'am. Okay, so you know. Still here, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Still here, ma'am.
I think it's breaking up. Are you still there?
What'd you play?
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to see how I can assist you.
Oh.
She do?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. Scratch that. Hold on. One moment. I'm still here assisting you. I'm still here. You still there, ma'am?
I'm still here.
Okay, thank you. This is the first time in my history of working here I've seen this, so I don't know. One moment, I'm going to have someone else assist. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. I have someone else looking at, another supervisor looking at this, because that is like the strangest thing. And I'm not trying to mess anybody up, because right now this is something that you need, or else you wouldn't be filing. It's like probably your... Give me one moment, waiting for her to reply back to me so I can see how I can assist you. I'm glad you called to see what was going on. Yes, ma'am. Just give her just one moment. You can talk for the dead space. I'm just waiting to see what, if she's seeing the same thing I am, or... or what it is I should do to assist you. Okay, so what's going to happen? What she need to do? Oh, so she needs to reopen it. Thank you. All right. Okay, you filed it during shutdown hours. So you're going to have to reopen it because it did not go through since you filed it during shutdown hours. Does that make sense? You're going to go through this whole process all over again? That's what we're going to have to do. She looked at it. I'm glad I reached out. Do you want to go ahead and file another claim?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment. It's better to be safe than sorry.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you so much for your patience. Let me go back in here. Okay, one last time for your social, ma'am, and I'll leave it alone. 418-49, and the last four digits is 9909, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I broke it up like that because there's a lot of nines.
Yeah.
I don't want to mess this up. No, ma'am. All right. If you can spell your first name for me, please, ma'am.
Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H.
Middle initial, do you have a middle initial?
Faith, F.
Okay, and your last name?
Smith.
And have you worked in another name or social security number or name change?
No.
And your date of birth, oh yeah, your date of birth, month, day, and year.
10/27/98.
Okay, thank you for that. And I have to ask, not to be funny, but it's a legitimate question on here. Your gender, are you a male or female?
Female.
All right, thank you for that. And are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Repeat one more time.
Are you a United States citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And don't get offended by this question. I ask everyone's question when they file unemployment benefits. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled? Yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days? Yes or
No.
no? And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
12th grade?
12th grade, yeah.
Okay. You're fine. I'm going to ask you these questions. What is your mother's maiden name, her last name before she got married?
Ransom.
Thank you. And do you have a driver's license? Yes or no?
Yes.
And what state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
Okay, and can you verify your driver's license number for me one last time, please? Are your if you I've been talking all day saying the same things. Of course, you never gave me your driver's. But if you can verify, if you can provide me your driver's license number, please, ma'am.
8816456.
Thank you for that. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account. Or the Outbound Vintage prepaid Vivids card. The prepaid Vivids card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities, if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit or we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer, direct deposit or benefits card?
No direct deposit.
What bank are you using?
Regions.
Okay, you want your checking or savings account?
Checking.
Okay, and your routing number?
Let me find it real quickly.
Okay.
All right, the routing number is 0620000019.
Okay, you said 062. After the two is followed by a total of four zeros and then 19. Is this information correct?
Number one and then number nine, yeah.
Yes, 062 followed by four zeros and then 19. I should have enunciated it better.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, with phones you have to enunciate because it's hard to tell. And your bank account number?
0269260680.
Okay, your bank account number is 0269260680. Is this information correct?
Yes.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And your mailing address, just in case they at all want to get in contact with you via mail.
My mailing address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 40 Butner, and that's BUETTNER Drive, and it's in Coleman, Alabama.
And the zip code?
35055.
And you said Coleman, Alabama, Cullman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. And does your mail go to this address or does it go somewhere else?
That goes to that address.
Okay. All right. So your mailing address is 40 Butner Drive, Coleman, Alabama, 35055. Is this information correct?
Yes.
And your mail does go here, 40 Butner Drive, Coleman, Alabama, 35055.
Yes.
And has your address changed in the last year? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And a good contact phone number just in case Adol wants to get in contact with you via phone. Area code
Two zero
first, please.
five seven eight nine 1288.
Okay, so your number is a good contact phone number for you is 205-789-1288. And your mailing address is 40 Butner Drive, Coleman, Alabama, 35055. Is this information correct?
Yes.
All right, your phone number one last time is 205-789-1288. Okay.
Yes.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Dothan, Morris, Enterprise, Gadsden, or none of the above?
Morris.
Morris, thank you for that, ma'am. Question two, from whom did you purchase a property at 9245 Tuscany Club? Gun Moon, Heather Harlow, Kim Spargo, Paul Teague, or you never been associated with this property?
No, I've never been associated with the property.
Okay, and which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1109 Mountain Street Northeast, 119 Southern Oaks Drive, 3499 Self Creek Road, 5204 Heather Brook Parkway, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
3499 Self Creek Road.
Thank you for that. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, except for one. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? That just stands for Trade Readjustment Allowance.
No.
And when was the last day you worked? What day in your, you can guesstimate if you need to.
My last day of work.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at my calendar.
Okay.
Ask some questions I've had.
You can guesstimate if you need to.
I'm trying to see. Oh, here we go. 7/21.
July 21st, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the last day you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
7/21/2022.
Oh, okay. Okay. Not a problem. So the last day you worked was July 21st, 2022. I just want to inform you that these questions do repeat themselves. So I'm going to have to ask you again later on down the line. I'm listening to you, but they do repeat themselves, and I can't answer these questions for anyone. But the last day you worked one last time was July 21st, 2022. Is this information correct?
Yes.
All right. And I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions, except for two. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business, yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license, yes or no?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
No more than 30.
What, so you go with 30 miles? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you this last question one more time. Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury, yes or no?
No.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
$12 an hour.
And you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall, yes or no? I can repeat it.
Well,
I can repeat the question. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Yes or no?
No.
And what is your job title and your job description?
Purchasing agent.
And what did you do as a purchasing agent?
Submitted orders to suppliers, and then
so did you,
our product to customers.
So did you purchase machinery, equipment, tools, parts, supplies, or services necessary for the operation of an establishment? Purchase raw or semi-finished materials for manufacturing? Is that what you did?
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Okay. And yeah, it's all looped together. Are you looking for work in your current occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And on your W-2 or paycheck stub, what's the name of the company? How is it listed on your W-2 or paycheck stub?
Strategic Systems.
Strategic Systems?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me one moment. You said Strategic Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Strategic Systems INC?
I think it's just Strategic System.
Do you have access to your W-2 or paycheck stub?
Sorry.
Do you have access to your paycheck stub or W-2?
I have a paycheck stub, but they just gave me like a written check.
Okay. I'll probably put it in manually more than likely. What city and state is this business located in?
Decatur, Alabama.
Thank you for that. Hold on one second. Is the address 3434 Central Parkway, Southwest Decatur, Alabama, 35603?
Yes.
Yeah, they have it as Strategic Systems INC. I'll just put it in manual. Yes, ma'am. All right. So that, well, you worked at on your, how it's listed on your, I cannot talk. How it's listed on your W-2 or paycheck of the Strategic Systems INC, 3434 Central Parkway, Southwest Decatur, Alabama, 35603. This information correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment. And does this number sound familiar to you? 256-301-4500. This is the company's phone number that they have associated with the address, 3434 Central Parkway, Southwest of Decatur, Alabama, 35603.
Yes.
Okay. When did you start working at this location? What date and year? You can guess at me if you need to.
May 31st of 2022.
And what was the last day you worked, what date and year?
7/21/2022.
Okay, so your start date was May 31st, 2022. The last day you worked was July 21st, 2022. And a good contact phone number for this business is 256-301-5400. Is this information correct?
Yes.
And what city and state was your work performed in?
Vestavia, Alabama.
Vestavia, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment, ma'am. One moment, ma'am. I do apologize. Is she Oh no. Ask Miss Hill. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to assist my coworker. She said Vestavia, Alabama was the city and state your work was performed in?
Yes.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any fine pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no? Sick pay, yes or no? Holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
For all of the above? You haven't received vacation?
Yes, for all of the above, no.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer? Do not include severance or Social Security benefits. Give me one moment.
No.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer? Do not include severance or Social Security benefits. Yes or no?
No.
And what is the reason why you're no longer working for Strategic Systems Inc.? Did you quit or were you discharged?
I was laid off.
Did they give you a return date to? I'm sorry. Did they give you a return date to go back to work?
No.
Okay. You're still employed there, or?
No.
I'm saying. So did they quit? I mean, did you quit or did they terminate you?
They laid me off.
So as in, no work is available for you.
Yeah.
At this time. So they. I have just have to. You know. Ask probing questions so I can know, because I can't answer these questions for anyone. This has to be, you know, answered as honest as possible. That's the reason I'm not trying to get into your personal business. I'm just trying to follow. Did they tell you, like, your services are no longer needed, something along those lines? Or no, they didn't tell you that. Something along those lines, like, your services are no longer needed. You pointed out anything of that nature. Did they say anything along those lines?
They basically just said that I'm not fit for the job position that they apparently had in mind.
See, lack of work would be the position that you have is no longer available. That's lack of work. Now, what you described, what they told you, that's unsatisfactory work. Because they actually told you, yes, this satisfactory work in their eyes, when they say you're not a good fit, is just they didn't like how you were working. In their eyes, I'm not saying it's true, and I'm just saying from their perspective, because ADOL will contact your employer and ask. So this question is from your employer's point of view, you know, from their point of view. What would be the reason they would say they discharged you?
Probably due to the fact I'm pregnant.
Yeah, they can't fire you for that.
I know they can't.
That's so illegal. That's so wrong on so many levels.
I mean, the job posting that was on there is exactly what I was doing for them, and they let me go after I asked about maternity leave.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm really sorry to hear that. So based on what you told me, when they told you you're not a good fit for this company, that sounds like unsatisfactory work in their eyes. I'm just saying in their eyes, because you have to answer this as honest as possible. Would you agree that's their point of view, their perspective, your employer's perspective? They were saying that it's unsatisfactory work.
I mean, my work was exactly what they wanted me to do. It was just they wanted me to do more than what my job was posted for.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm pregnant and I can't lift 150 pounds and all that, then they said no.
Right.
And it wasn't on the job description at all as to what I was hired for.
So in your
they wanted me to do work that was not in my position.
So, okay, I'm listening to you. It doesn't sound like they gave you a reason. I mean, other than, you know, but that would go under unsatisfactory work. But you're saying that they're giving you work that is not in your job description. So that's not unsatisfactory work. It sounds like you're saying there's no reason given. And again, I can't answer these questions for anybody. I can only just listen intently to what you're saying, and it sounds like they didn't give you a reason. Is that correct? Oh, pretty much. Okay. Yeah, so they didn't give you a reason. All right, name and title of the person who informed you of your discharge?
David Bivens. And his last name is B-I-V-E-N-S.
And is he a supervisor or manager?
Supervisor.
And what date were you informed of your termination, month, day, and year?
I think that would have been 7/19/2022.
July 19, 2022.
Okay. Yeah.
And specifically, what were you told by your employer on, why can't I talk? Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
Just pretty much the fact that there's nothing I could do for the company in a way. I don't know how to really describe it. He talks really fast, so it's hard to understand him sometimes. But
So it just sounded like
basically, since I couldn't do other aspects of the job, that I was no longer needed.
One moment. All right, and what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
There's nothing I could have done. It was just out of the blue.
I just reiterate because I can't add to or take away from your words. Name and title of the person who informed you of your termination, David Bivens, supervisor. What date were you informed of your termination? July 19, 2022. Specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated? Since I couldn't do certain aspects of the job, I was terminated. What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being terminated? There was not anything I could have done. Is this information correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So your PIN is 0998.
Okay.
All right. All right, Ms. Hannah F. Smith, the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center application. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov/bosnet/ and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption of benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via phone, the phone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This book explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter for a decision on your claim is made. Hannah F. Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No.
All right. Don't forget to file your weekly certification this Sunday, July 31st, and then every Sunday after that until you find a full-time job. Once you find a full-time job, you're no longer required to file weekly certifications, only for people who work part-time or not at all.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you, Ms. Hannah Smith, for contacting the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.